And by God's grace, it's why I will die in sovereign grace. Now, because of the criticism leveled against our founder and our denomination over the last several years, there's been this low level of embarrassment or reluctance to identify with sovereign grace that I believe has creeped into our culture, especially here in the United States. As a result, some of the members of our churches are reluctant to invite people to their church. And maybe even some of you, our pastors, are a bit hesitant to strengthen your church's partnership with sovereign grace. So in response to that, I want to call us today to rejuvenate our distinct gospel identity as a family of churches that is marked by that gospel centrality expressed in joy and humility and thankfulness and generosity. Instead of being ashamed of being in sovereign grace, let's celebrate our gospel culture and restore the faith and joy that we have in our partnership together. See, we are men who are not ashamed of the gospel, and we must be men, and our churches must be not ashamed to partner with the family of churches we have decided to advance the gospel with.